Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing April 2021 review for the Longshore Japan Corporate Governance Fund. The strategy was successfully launched on the 14th of July 2020 with 30 long positions and 60 shorts. The gross exposure was maintained within plus minus 10% of the 200% target. In line with our investment philosophy, net exposure was maintained within plus minus 2%, and net exposure for each sector has been consistently maintained within plus minus 1% using inflows to minimize trading costs. As at the end of April 2021, assets under management stood at USD 91 million. What about performance? After rising 26% for the beginning of November, the Japanese markets peaked in March and fell minus 4% in April as COVID cases rose in Tokyo and Osaka, resulting in a partial lockdown being announced in those prefectures. The Longshore Japan corporate governance strategy was generating a small positive return for the first 3 weeks of April, but gave up the gains in the last week and ended the month down 66 basis points. This brings the year-to-date return to 2.25%. Alpha during the first 3 weeks of the month came mostly from the short side, with shorts falling more than the market. However, in the last week, several shorts jumped despite the continued fall in the market, thereby flipping the small positive returns to a small negative return. These were for stock-specific reasons and came from stocks in the healthcare, materials, and transport sectors. In total, the strategy generated positive returns during 25 of the 42 weeks since inception. There were only 5 weeks with negative returns larger than 50 basis points, compared with 15 weeks with returns greater than 50 basis points. The maximum drawdown was minus 2.29%. The cumulative return since inception is plus 9.75%, with a volatility of 5.2%. Since inception, four sectors made large positive contributions to performance: consumer, tech and media, staples and chemicals. Six sectors, machinery, financials, electronics, materials, transport and automotive, made moderate positive contributions, while the utility sector made a neutral contribution. Only one sector, healthcare, made a significant negative contribution, while the real estate sector made a modest negative contribution. In the healthcare sector, the longs have lagged the market, whereas the shorts have outperformed. While maintaining strict risk control of the individual position sizes, we remain confident in the governance characteristics, fundamental and valuation mispricing of our position in this sector. What about the portfolio activity? The portfolio performed well early in the month and we decided to take profit and replace three short positions. In addition, we did one stop loss where we exited and replaced the stock and cut the size of two short positions for risk control later in the month. We made several small rebalancing adjustments to maintain sector neutrality. The profit taking with exit was in three short positions in the following sectors: consumer, tech, and chemicals. Each of the names was replaced by another company in the same sector with appropriate governance and risk-reward characteristics. We did one stop loss in the electronics sector. Although governance at this company remained poor, continued shortage in the semiconductor sector resulted in upward earnings revision, which we expect will continue for some time. Based on improving fundamentals, we decided to close the short position. We replaced this with poor governance electronic stock that has a more appropriate risk-reward profile. In addition, we cut the position size of two shorts in the healthcare and transport sectors. We did not execute a stop loss and exit this position as governance at these company levels remains weak, as do fundamentals. The stocks are overvalued. We nonetheless cut the position sizes in order to reduce risk. Well, most market movements were dictated by the US long-term rates in March and throughout the first quarter of this year. The increase in US rates is a result of the recovery of the US economy and is a phenomenon that has been seen during past recoveries. The increase in long-term rates will lead to corrections to valuation multiples, especially for high growth names, while valuations adjustments should be in line with new interest rate regime we believe investors will continue to be sensitive to EPS growth and corporate governance improvements. We believe corporate governance improvement will continue, and corporate earnings forecasts should also continue to be revised upward because of a better than expected recovery to the real economy, in particular in the US. As the Japanese equity market has already undergone a rapid recovery in 2021, it is hard to envision any further increase in prices. However, we believe we will continue to see gentle growth as the market factors in an end to the pandemic by 2022, and we should continue to harvest governance improvements. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any question, feel free to contact us or to visit ubp.com.